14.
God damn it,
Sam said, sitting up in bed. Weigert thought his old friend's color was better this morning. Although with glasses perched on his emaciated face, Sam looked like a sharp-featured, intellectual ferret. He scanned the printout in his hand and said,
I thought I could trust her.
It's not a matter of trust, sir, Ben Clarby said, smiling faintly. Weigert, standing by the door, didn't like the security tech's tone or the smile. In fact, he'd never liked Clarby. The young man was somehow both smarmy and superior sounding, although Weigert didn't know how that could be. Weigert said,
Let me see the printout, please.
Clarby took it from Watkins and passed it over. Watkins said,
She sent this first email the day she arrived, and the second this morning?
Yes, sir. And her cell conversations and text messages have all been with her sister, nobody else. All innocuous from our point of view. The sister has a custody problem with her kid.
Weigert blurted, You listened in on her cell. You can do that?
Clarby, clearly amused, turned to Weigert.
It's not hard. With the right tech.
Weigert turned to Sam.
We agreed not to do anything illegal.
Clarby said,
Monitoring employees' electronic communications on work premises isn't illegal here. These are work premises.
Pause.
Sir.
Weigert read the first email. Ellen, call me tonight if you can. Did Kayla complete her salt flower map on the 13 original colonies? How did it come out? When I last saw it, Georgia seemed to be crumbling along the coastline. You asked me what this project is exactly. It involves very advanced mapping of brain functions, right in my wheelhouse. Using surgical skills similar to DBS. And don't tell me you don't remember what that is, because I know you do. I signed a non-disclosure agreement that says I can't tell anyone more right now. Just say that I'm enthusiastic about this study. I don't know how long I'll be here, but if you absolutely need me, do not hesitate to say so. I can arrange to fly home at a moment's notice if I have to. Our great uncle is crusty. Think of a Dickens character with a genius scientific mind.
Well, okay, that's hard to imagine.
I can't name the other people to you. Just say that the principals includes a brilliant, rather wonky older scientist with a sweet nature, and a handsome, really annoying computer guy. The island is beautiful, and although I haven't actually seen the ocean since I flew over it to get here, I'm hoping to go. There was more, which Weigert scanned quickly. Nothing further about the project. And the small lies. Enthusiasm about the study, flying home at a moment's notice, seemed designed to reassure her sister. Weigert approved of that. Family loyalty.
But a brilliant, rather wonky older scientist with a sweet nature? Was that him? Watkins would hate being compared to a Dickens character. Even one who was a genius. And was Julian really annoying?
Weigert hadn't noticed. The second email was shorter. Sissy, call me after the meeting with the lawyer. If the lawyer can't get Kayla home today, call me again. Maybe I can do something more on this end. If the money I sent to your PayPal account last night isn't enough for the lawyer, let me know, and maybe I can help more. My next advance of salary, I'll send you money to cover counseling for Kayla if the court mandates it. They might. Hang on, Ellen. We can do this. You are the best mother I know. Surprising, given our own mother, but absolutely true. And if I have to, I'll fly home and testify to that in court. The word of a neurosurgeon, even a disgraced neurosurgeon, should count for something. All my love, Caro. Weigert said,
Sam, she hasn't really violated the NDA. There aren't any project details here.
Watkins said,
She wasn't supposed to say anything about the project. Nothing. And where did she get the extra money to wire to her sister for this attorney?
I don't know, Clarby said. Trying to hack her PayPal account really would be illegal. And it would attract attention we don't want.
No.
All right, Clarby.
Bring me any other relevant emails as soon as she writes them, and transcripts of any of her phone conversations you think I need to see. Tell Aiden to do the same.
I will.
No sir, this time, Weigert noted. And wasn't Aiden Eberhardt actually Clarby's boss, instead of the other way around? When Clarby had left, Sam said,
George, I know you don't like the security team watching my niece's emails and phone calls. It's only until she starts operating and we're completely sure of her.
I'm sure of her now.
Sam's eyes sharpened.
You are? Why? Did she say something to you?
She said a great deal.
She has a great deal yet to learn, but when she does, I'm convinced she'll stay.
But what about you, Sam?
Camilla says you're back in bed because that infection has flared up again.
Camilla talks too damn much. I'm fine.
Sam was not fine. Weigert had a sudden, quick memory. He and Sam on holiday in the Alps, just before Sam returned to America and Weigert took up his teaching post. Sam, hiking with great enthusiasm and no experience, had misjudged a snowfield, fallen into a crevasse, and broken his leg.
I'm fine, he had insisted,
right up until the rescue crew, muttering in German about hapless Americans, had pulled him out and conveyed him down the mountain. Weigert, who spoke German, had been glad that Sam did not. Weigert said gently,
I'm going to find Caroline now and talk to her more about the project.
Okay, Sam said and closed his eyes. He didn't hear Weigert ask,
What does wonky mean?